couple of weeks ago. I don't remember how this came up. We were talking about his
race. His 150 or 200 meter race.
I think it might have been the day that James Duthie raced. Oh, I think that was the conversation.
Yeah, it was, but it started before that. That was later on, because then O claimed that he could run like a 100 meter in 14 seconds or something.
He could probably beat Donovan Bailey.
Well, I wonder what Donovan would run it now. I don't know. Can he?
Faster, no.
Thank you, Pooley. Thank you.
Great analysis.
That's why you bring the. They don't call you the best in the business for nothing. Retired Canadian Olympic sprinter, former 100-meter world record holder. I mean, I don't really have to give you the details on this guy. Here's Donovan Bailey. Donovan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Have you clocked yourself recently at the 100? And if so, what kind of numbers are you putting up?
That's funny. No chance of that.
You got no interest in doing that, huh?
Don't you wonder just for a second, though?
No, listen, that's something that you guys wonder. Nah, I believe that if I went down a 100-meter track, I would lose a couple of hamstrings on the way down.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's my concern, too.
One of your concerns.
Yeah, for me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my own personal concern.
Donovan, we were talking a couple of weeks ago having fun. Have you ever, like, I am not in shape, but I can still run. I'm a former pro athlete. Mm-hmm. Are they called speed walkers?
Yeah, speed walking.
Even if it's an Olympic speed walker at 100 meters, do you not think I could beat them in a 100-meter race?
Well, it's possible. I don't know. When was the last time you timed yourself?
It doesn't matter. It's just a sprint. They're speed walking, and I'm running. I'm sprinting.
It was
sprinting.
With a calendar the last time he clocked himself in the 100.
Right.
They're speed walking. I'm sprinting.
No, there's some speed walkers out there. That's pretty fast, my man. You got to check that out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't think you should be so confident.
Yeah. I would never lose to a human being walking, and I'm sprinting.
Okay. Oh, I don't know about that. Have you checked out the speed walkers, though, for real?
Yeah, I have. And there's no way. They're not running. They're speed walking. I could not lose. Olympic gold medalist.
Some of these guys got amazing cadence and great technique. I mean, listen, I'd probably take that bet, but I'm thinking that some of these guys, I mean, this is a well-trained. I mean, these are... Obviously, we always joke from being sprinters. We always joke at other events. One of those being the speed walkers. But no, the speed walkers are immensely trained machines also, man, especially the guys that do long distance.
Well, what's it like to be like the king of the Olympics? I mean, the 100-meter race, it's always defined the Olympics. It's the summer games. Whoever is the fastest man in the world. Like when you took it down in 96, when you're walking around the Olympic Village, have you ever had more confidence in your life?
Yeah, probably not. I mean, I think it's way different. We're all in basketball season now, and you guys all know that's my favorite sport. But in track and field and sprints, it's different. It's an individual thing. You know that everyone's at the stadium to watch you. You know that if you make a mistake, you can't point the fingers at someone else. You know, so it's just very different.
Have you ever gone back and watched it and listened to the call? The call is incredible. Back in '96, and if so, how many times have you done that?
Oh well, every time I do an appearance or my TV spots at CBC and so forth. I mean, people always there's always going to be the race. The race is always going to be there. I mean, Don Whitman, you know, missed that guy. It's probably one of the greatest. Callers of sport in Canada. So once in a while, you know, when we get goosebumps watching that.
Yeah, I'd be watching that on a loop. You can't come in my house unless you watch that on a loop. With Donovan Bailey. All right, let's get down to the Raptors here, because you were there for both games 3 and game 4, right?
I was there for 4.
Okay, you were there for 4. And, you know, Drake, the Raptors really stole the show. They won by 18. It was a decisive win. They needed that win. But the whole city, the whole country, the whole NBA is buzzing about Drake. And you were there. You were noticeable. You were on TSN all night as well. What did you make? How noticeable is Drake when you're courtside yourself?
Listen, first of all, I'm a massive fan of Drake. I mean, you know, he's a good dude. And he's doing an incredible job just being an ambassador for the city. You know, the fact that we're if he's bringing more eyeballs and more conversations about basketball and about Toronto, the city, we're all winning.
Okay.
Would you ever give the coach a shoulder rub during play?
Listen, I sit usually on the other side, but I believe that if I sat in Drake's seats, I might do the same.
Well, no, you wouldn't.
I don't know if you would pull that move off. Is there a protocol when you're a celebrity at the game? You know the cameras are going to find you. Like, do you know when the cameras are on you or what?
You know what? For me, no. I don't. And frankly, I mean, again, you guys all know that I'm a basketball fan, so I actually want to see the guys playing, or I want to see the moves. I want to see what plays are called for each player. So I mean, for me, this, you know, I'm there to watch the game, but everyone celebrates differently, though. I mean, like I said, I love sitting there with Nazim, and we're talking, and with Vinny Vermani. I mean, we're sitting there watching the game and cheering, like, you know, cheering the Raptors on with as much positive energy as you can. So for me, it doesn't really matter, man. I think it's great when Drake gets up and he gets animated, and that gets the team up. That gets everyone up, man, and whatever good vibes we can bring to the Raptors and to the city, I think that's all awesome.
So, do you have season tickets?
Oh God, no, no. Well, I mean,
you just know a guy that knows a guy.
I know. Listen, the Vermontis are amazing friend of mine and incredible, amazing people. You know, us Oakville boys got to stick together.
Right.
So yeah, it's always good that I'm certainly blessed. For me to be an invited guest of them on many occasions.
Donovan, you're a big hoops fan. Who is your player? Who do you play like? If you're out there, who's your game?
The person I thought I played like in college was Westbrook. Westbrook like, or the new kid that's coming on, the kid named Ja Morant. I never used to, in playing in high school and in college, I really didn't care about like a 3-point shot. The only thing I wanted to do was to get a rebound or dunk, and you just dunk on it.
No, I wish I could do that. Yeah, that's not me. I'm taking 6 fouls and I'm out.
Well, listen, that's at least you're leading in the stats, man. That's good.
Right, exactly. I played like Bryant Reeves when I was in school.
Big country.
Big country every day.
Oh.
Well, listen, Donovan, we always appreciate you finding time for us, and we're tracking the Raps with you. I mean, everyone's looking forward to seeing what happens tonight, and we'll see what happens on Saturday when they come home. It's been a fun ride so far.
Absolutely. You know what? I think it was... It was psychologically necessary for them to blow them out in the last game, and hopefully we can take this one tonight and close it out in Toronto.
You got it. Enjoy it. Thank you, Donovan.
All right. Take care.
There he is, Donovan Bailey.